Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Jimmy Kimmel turns down one of the biggest hosting gigs.
Hey, I'll take it.
And we have a What the Fashion that involves a dress that took over 1,000 hours to make for Celine Dion.
And now Carlton Banks is in the building to promote his tour. But first,
let's get this started.
Cardi B is letting the haters know that her house is not facing foreclosure. Now, after seeing a report on social media that her and Offset were quietly trying to sell their ATL home, but it's upside down in it, fighting to make payments and was facing foreclosure, well, in true Cardi B fashion, she clapped back on X saying this. Can you hit us with it, Gary?
Yes. Let me know. You done this with me and Offset bought that house in 2019 for $5 million. Now it's worth $7 million. Check the Atlanta market. And no, we are not selling it. And if I ever sold it, I would just let me and sell my part to Offset since he loved Atlanta. Nah, throwing something on my own. Hating bad.
We remember Cardi B is an older Southern lady.
With a cochlear implant.
Yeah, barely.
Y'all go to hell.
That was wild. I loved it, though. So what do you think? Should Cardi B have responded? Because I think it's great. Because every now and then, you do have to kill a hostage in public just to let people know, hey, don't be playing with my name.
But then I would say, bitch, where your house at now? Tell me your house. Show me your house. Nah, you can't show me your house, girl. Poo. Period.
See, maybe Gary should be the spokesperson for Cardi B so he can handle all the tweets for her.
Okay, all right, guys, moving on. There might be a chance for us to host the 2025 Oscars.
I'm going to go get my tux.
This is true stories.
Oh, are finally. I've been waiting for this child. I've been waiting for this moment for the longest.
Wait, what would be your favorite award to give out?
An Oscar.
I know that, but like... Like, best pick, okay, whatever, moving on. Okay, well, here's the deal. Jimmy Kimmel, who has hosted the Oscars 4 times in the past, was approached to host next year, and he declined. Ooh. And when they approached John Mulaney after Kimmel declined, John also said, nope. Now, for now, neither one of them have spoken out on why they declined the offer to host the Oscars, but who do you think they should approach next? Clearly, Gary with the T.
Chris Rock.
Well, he might have a little PTSD. You know, from the
he could
the
do it,
but also pretend that never happened.
Okay.
We would immediately go, yeah, Chris Rock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I would imagine, let's just say if, you know, you got fought at a restaurant, right?
Yeah.
Would you go back to that restaurant, even if it was 2 years later and if they upped security?
Yeah, if the food good.
He has hosted the Oscars before, and if I'm going back to, and if the restaurant is like, Tanner, we'd really like for you to come back, we've got a whole new special, I'd be like, yeah, great, I'll come back. But if somebody came and socked me in the face again, I'd be like, what are you guys doing?
This time you set me up.
What is this? I feel like, okay, hold on. I'm not even kidding. I think Nikki Glaser could host the Oscars.
Okay, I'm not mad at that.
Because she destroyed at the Tom Brady roast. But again, why hasn't Kevin Hart done it? Because they asked him to do it, and then they drug him through the dirt.
They sure did.
If they apologized, I feel like he might do it.
Yeah.
They
shortchanged him.
They did shortchange him.
I will move it on. There's been a shakeup over at The Bachelorette. Now, it seems Bachelorette Jen Tran's ex-boyfriend from 3 years ago decided to take a chance at love again with Jen by flying himself out to New Zealand, surprising Jen and asking to join the show to compete for love. Check it out.
I still have really strong feelings for you, more now than ever. And so I'm just asking that you just give me the chance to show you how much this all means to me.
Like what, you're ready to get engaged?
Ready to do it.
Nah.
Ooh. It's like, nah, son.
Ooh.
So should Jen give him a second chance? Because I didn't believe his performance. It was very monotone.
Yeah.
Why is The Bachelor full of generic-looking white dudes who are, like, 6 feet tall?
That's your cousins.
But they all look the same to me.
Yeah. But she should give him a second chance.
Really?
What did they say in the song? The second time around is better than the first time.
What song is that?
Shalimar.
Oh.
Yeah, it's called Second Time Around.
I don't know. She's got this whole new life going for her. Like,
what is she doing?
Well, just The Bachelorette. A lot of times that'll launch people onto like Dancing with the Stars and a lot of other opportunities. And like, he hasn't been on the show so far.
And is she one of them bachelorettes who was on The Bachelor and then mm-hmm. she got recruited?
Yeah. That's typically how they do it now. It's almost always.
Like, nothing's ever going to work out, apparently, based on how these shows operate and execute things.
Yeah.
Let's just say, like, you know, would you see yourself going on The Bachelorette? Or, yeah, you know, if you wasn't tied down?
If Jen was, like, my ex-girlfriend, and I, there's a part of me that would be like, no! But also, I'm the kind of person that, like, I leave no stone unturned.
Oh.
And, like, I would exhaust it before The Bachelor got there. Oh. Like, I'm getting blocked before she's going on The Bachelor. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
so you're gonna make yourself an unplayable character before you even have the opportunity to go there in that situation.
Yeah.
So you're saying a beautiful Hungarian girl would want you to come back on there and you would not.
Hungarian. It's so much Simone Biles hate going on out in these streets. Now, this girl's over here in Paris flipping, splitting, cartwheeling, and double dealing for the United States of America. And the people have the audacity to be focused on Shorty's hair. Now, the girls on Twitter said she has never done her hair and didn't understand why it wasn't slicked back just a little bit more. Well, Miss Simone had time to gather everybody up in a nice little scoop and posted a photo of her hair laid to social media with the caption, "Don't come for me about my hair. It was done, but the bus has no AC, and it's like 9,000 degrees. And you know what? Her hair looks good and aerodynamic in this picture,
absolutely.
So she can do her flips.
Yeah, but I'm so sick of people with this hair stuff, honey. I mean, if I would see, because it couldn't be me, because I would read them very well. Bitch, my hair could buy all y'all. Mm-hmm. Check that out, honey. Now, catch that.
Your hair is buying people, that's just another level of rich.
That's my damn coin.
How did your hair get that income?
And India, I already told y'all, I am not my hair.
She did say that. It was a big song for her.
You know that song?
No.
I know.
And here's the dope thing. Simone Biles just won another gold medal for the USA, which makes her the most decorated American gymnast in history. So don't worry about her hair. Worry about the things she's doing on that little mat she be flipping on.
How little do you have going on in your life that you can look at Simone Biles, the most decorated female gymnast of all time, and complain about little things going on in her hair when she's flying through the air like a superhero?
And all those girls complain. I know they wear weaves. So, honey, why in the hell do they sit here and complain about this girl hair?
Well, listen, y'all, if you love Dish Nation, make sure you check out me and my man Tanner Live Spilling the Side Dish this Thursday at 3 p.m. on Eastern Time on YouTube. And it goes live every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. I mean, what will we be talking about?
Oh, my gosh. We've been going over some Olympics. Mm-hmm. We go over some internet madness.
Man, we've been cracking the code. You know, there's crimes going on all across the country. Oh, we try to figure out whose cousin did it.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is you get to interact with us every step of the way. We put y'all in primetime light so y'all can, shine.
Literally, your comments influence the show. So tune in, tell us what you want to see, and you're going to get it.
All right, up next, we're going to get into some What the Fashion, honey, for the Olympics 2024. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Now, look what the meowing drug in, honey. All right. So where you been, chick?
Listen, I was trying to get through that Kamala Harris, but I made it, all right? Shout out to Kamala and Meg Thee Stallion. They holding ATL down right now.
All right, honey. Now that Jess is back down, now let's get to What the Fashion!
All right, we got to get into some of this fashion at the 2024 Paris Olympics, honey.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. First up is my Haitian sister, Celine Dion, the queen of Haiti. All right, yes, I said it. Let's get into the stunning gown she wore while performing at the Olympics. And this is a custom-made Dior gown that took over 1,000 hours to perfect. It is embroidered with sequins and over 500 meters of fringing that also includes thousands of silver beads. This sounds real rich, don't it, Gary?
Girl, yes, ma'am. She took that damn $2 million check and bought that dress. Okay.
Like, when it's custom like that, I do wonder if it's all the way custom.
It's hand beaded, honey, and those girls don't use sewing machines, honey. They use machines.
So, like, if somebody, like, cut one part, all the beads just fall out, and it's now...
Well, that's why you don't be around those alley girls to try to do that.
Oh, those alley girls.
Well, anyway, y'all, baby, the girls, honey, might, honey, love Miss Leon's gown, but the hate for Chrissy Teigen, bitch. Look, honey, look at that. Oh! Anyway, y'all, now, Chrissy wore y'all Chloe olive green knit set with hot pants and a cable knit sweater, baby, unbuttoned at the bottom to the opening ceremony, and some people just hated it. Now, one person commented that this was a horrible choice, honey, for this girl to wear at this event. Now, Chrissy responded, thanks for sharing. Now, you think, honey, if the haters had legs, baby, like Chrissy, baby, they would definitely wear hot pants.
It makes a statement. We talk about it.
Here we are. Yeah, she's stunned on us.
The swimsuit people wear less.
How many kids they got now? Four?
Four, honey.
See, look at that. You a mom of four, want to show her legs?
You wear pants like that, you're going to have four kids.
Yeah, get ready. Number five is on the way.
All right, it's time to
shop West Grove.
Okay, and first up, you want to get the best sleep of your life, right?
Of course.
You need to check out these Dream Shades Memory Foam Eye Mask.
This eye mask is designed to be lightweight and breathable while providing maximum comfort during sleep.
Yeah, baby. 100% blackout allows for your mind and body to be at ease as you drift off into the most peaceful sleep. And, honey, they come in the colors gray, pink, and black.
And they usually go for as high as $45. But for you, we got you for
$11.95. $11.95. Okay, y'all, up next, we've got this fingerprint padlock.
You can record up to 10 groups of fingerprints so your family and trusted friends can have access.
Oh.
This padlock offers superior cut resistance, ensuring your valuables remain safe.
Don't worry about running out of power. This padlock comes with a USB charging feature, and once fully charged, it can last up to half a year.
Ooh, honey, rest assured, baby, knowing that your home is safer than ever before, and it comes in the colors black and silver. Okay, Tanner, tell us how much.
Okay, Gary, these locks can usually go for as high as $55.99.
What?
But we got y'all for $18.95.
No. Ooh. Lock it down.
Lock it down. All right, for details on how to get your products, just scan this code right here or go to shopwestgrove.com. Got it? Talking about this code right here, but hurry up before they run out.
So, guys, what products are you guys most excited about today?
I like them both, but I'm going to put this in on all my openings so they can just have 10 fingerprints.
This sleep mask is actually legitimately soft, and I think I'm going to wear it tonight.
Yeah,
really?
It looks good. It looks good on you.
I'm going to put this mask on and hang my lock from it, so I'm going to go with both items. Stay tuned for more Dish.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all.
Hey.
All right, guys, we have company again. I am so excited to introduce our next guest. He's a social media sensation and comedian. My Insta friend for years, making people laugh everywhere he goes. Everyone, give it up for Not Carlton Banks.
Yeah. Welcome to Dish.
Welcome to Dish. How's everything going?
It's going good.
Blessed?
I love it. You said mess?
Are you blessed?
Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored.
How you doing?
Okay, Carlton, we're going to get right into it. You've got some exciting things happening, including your church anniversary tour kicking off right here in Atlanta this weekend.
Yes.
Tell us what fans can expect when they come to the church anniversary.
You can expect to see the pastor, the first lady, Lily, man, everybody. You know church. You know about Black Church?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been to a church anniversary before?
I have not.
Tanner.
They're about to roast me. I'm about to get roasted real bad.
I'm not roasting you. Just saying you went to a Black church.
Well, I'm not gonna lie about it.
I mean, you can be at a Black church, but have you been to a church anniversary though?
I have not been to a church anniversary.
It's 2 days long.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
Yeah, you got food afterwards and stuff. Oh, so we gonna feed you. You stopping by the church anniversary?
Yeah.
We would love to have you in the fellowship. Come on back.
You just said you wouldn't lie.
No.
Now, you have a lot of characters, Squint, Mary, honey, Lee, Lee. Lily, First Lady, Sweet Jesus, and many more. So how do you come up with these characters?
They come from my church background, yeah. So, and I just turned them into different names, different personalities, but the gist of it are those people, yeah.
So where are you from?
I'm from Missouri.
Oh, the Show Me State.
Yeah, I'm from the Show Me State.
They show you out there.
But I don't live there anymore.
You know, you get a lot of comparisons to Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
Now, how does that make you feel? Because it's a compliment.
I mean, it is a compliment.
Does it put extra pressure on you?
And I love Tyler Perry. I love Tyler Perry. But my inspiration.
But you did this the day of.
The day of, literally.
You're so ridiculous. Like, you'd be quick with it.
And I did it.
This is the episode of Maury waiting to happen.
Right. Yeah. That's father and son, literally. But, you know, I didn't get my inspiration from Tyler Perry. It came from, like, Ricky Smiley, Eddie Murphy, Martin, those people. And I think our journeys, Tyler Perry and our journeys, started similar.
Is he putting you in his movies?
I mean, I've been in one movie, and I ain't seen him
Wait, what movie was it?
Madea's Family Funeral.
Oh, my gosh, that's so true. You had a quick moment, too.
I mean, it was so quick. If you blink, you'll miss it.
But we all saw it.
You shot a lot,
but I get them checks, though.
Period. You still get a mailbox check?
Oh, for sure.
Oh!
I mean, yeah. Totally.
One thing about Tyler Perry, he gonna pay you. He gonna pay his people now.
He gonna pay you, and I'm gonna pay a bill, right?
Okay.
My Lord. Yeah. Well, Carlton, Beyonce's mama, baby, Miss Tina Knowles, has commented on your stuff. So what was your reaction first when, you know, you saw her comment? Because I know, I'm sure Beyonce told her to comment.
I said, Beyonce mama? So I said, oh. Miss Tina Knowles, and you know how you got the like, you gotta be, oh my God, I love you so much. Yeah. I was like, I think that was Beyonce though.
Yeah, really?
That was Beyonce on her mama page.
Solange, for sure.
So yeah. That's better too. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Mm-hmm. But then somebody said that was Matthew's new wife.
No, that's not her.
Mama Knowles' page. No. Nah, probably not. Unless she's a hacker.
That seems really unlikely.
I don't know.
Did you DM her?
I don't be DM. I don't be sliding in the DM.
I was sliding Miss Tina Knowles DM. I'm sorry.
I don't be doing that. I be feeling embarrassed.
Invite her to church. Shoot.
She can come to the service.
Okay, period.
She can come to the
service.
All
right, well, Carlton, we know you have to go rehearse for your church anniversary tour. But I hear you brought one of your friends with us. One of your stars from the comedy that you post all the time. So y'all come right on back, and we're going to have this special member of Not Carlton's Banks cast join us so we can keep talking about the church anniversary tour.
Yes.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
All right, y'all. My friend Not Carlton Banks had to step out for a moment, get back to rehearsing for his church anniversary tour, but he didn't leave us hanging. One of his biggest stars are here to dish on pop culture. Bun, come on out, girl.
Y'all can clap for me.
Oh,
quiet and still y'all just looking. Hey.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey.
I'm doing good.
Hey, sis, bun.
Hey, it's so good to see y'all in person. I be seeing y'all on the internet and stuff.
Oh!
Welcome to Dish Nation.
Thank you so much. Who is you?
I'm Tanner.
Okay. All right, Santa.
Okay, we got some pop culture news stories that have had the people chatting, and we want to get your opinion on them, all right?
All right, so first up, why are all the girls mad at Simone Biles' husband, Jonathan Owens, for saying he didn't know who she was?
Listen, he knew her.
Okay.
He knew her. She be everywhere, all just a flipping.
Okay.
He knew her. He flipped right in them DMs.
Okay. And last but not least, Tanner here has been struggling with the dating scene.
But Tanner,
can you give him some advice on picking up a church girl?
You don't want no church girl now.
What is a church girl gonna give me?
After this, we'll be right back.
Yo, but thank you so much for coming in the dish.
Problem.
And remind the fans how they can catch you on tour.
You can catch me on tour at nkbontour.com. Get your tickets because we're going to Atlanta, Grand Rapids, Jackson, Mississippi, Dallas, Texas, Tampa. We're going all over.
I want to be in Dallas.
Oh, come.
Okay, let me know when.
Okay,
me and Tanika go on the bus.
Come on, Tanika. You're already looking for somebody anyway. You can just come find me.
Okay.
Yeah, why not?
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.